When you get to heaven, your biggest regret may be that you could have re-scripted your life and not only avoided most of the bad, but changed it for the good, for the better, for your marriage, for your family, for your career, your health, your finances. But the good news is it's not too late. Want to find out how? My favorite guests here, Clarissa Fluitt. She's known affectionately as the rhyming prophet. But this is ridiculous. Our last show before we did this, a woman had a seizure. We prayed for her. And then we called the hospital and an ambulance came. And while it was coming, Clarissa, you were waiting in the green room and God spoke to you. Tell me what happened.
He said, you better go get her. So I went out in the hallway where she's coming in the wheelchair. And I just said, hold on, just give me just 1 minute here, and moved everybody back. And I said, now I'm going to pray for you and you're going to be fine. You are fine. And I said, I command the healing power of God upon you, and every plot, scheme, plan the devil had, we take authority. Anyway, I'm doing all that I know to do. And I said, God sits in the heaven and laughs his enemy into derision. The devil did the best he could, but he lost again. She starts laughing, joy comes in, sickness goes out, and we're just, and I said, why did you come here? She's from out of town. And she says, I came to hear a rhyming prophet. I just came to hear a rhyming prophet. And I said, well, you've got a personal one-on-one. And I said, and the word of the Lord would come loud and clear. And out of you, Miss Susie, God's going to appear. You're healed, you're thrilled and chilled. Anyway, she's going, oh, she's excited. She got more than she asked for. So they hauled her out. And I said, how are you feeling? She's feeling good. They hauled her out in a wheelchair. I went back to the green room, and the next thing, we have an escaped victim. She's out of the wheelchair, and she comes into the green room, and then I'm telling you, it was amazing here. We sat down. I hugged her. I loved on her, and I said, listen, God has chosen you. You are one of those at the beginning of miracles. We are seeing massive miracles. We're talking about the tsunami of miracles. And right in the middle of us teaching what to do, we activated the infallible and errant word of God. And God, oh, it's so wonderful. And she's back in the room now. She's here with us. Hallelujah.
That's what TV is made for. But I'll tell you what, Clarissa, I am fascinated about your brand new book on re-scripting your life. What do you mean by re-scripting your life?
Well, we're people making choices, and you can choose to be healed, thrilled, and chilled, or you can choose to be oppressed, suppressed, repressed, depressed, or possibly possessed. You know, you've got the free will. It's a decision. I have made a decision to help people to understand the kingdom of God is a kingdom of words that must be voice activated. And I'm teaching people how say what you want, magnify whatever you magnify, you create. The scripture says, as we behold him, we are change from glory to glory into what we're looking at. So we're taking on the image and the likeness of God. We walk with the full armor of God. The devil doesn't know it's from God. I'm excited about it. Pray. So it's time that the church be glorious.
You talk about a strategic partnership between our words and faith and favor.
Well, the thing is, you can say, I'm sick, I'm down, I'm out. Nobody knows the troubles I see. All around is death, doom, and misery. And you literally create it. Whatever you honor, you draw to yourself. And when I say honor, I mean, if you're going to give word to it, you're going to give verbiage to it, then it's because that's what you believe. For out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is speaking. You may say, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. But I want to remind you, dear, the devil believes Jesus is the Son of God. It's not going to get him healed or filled or anything. It's just, you've got to be able to say what you want. The will of God is always creative, and the word of God activates the creative will of God. So we are ambassadors on this earth releasing the word of God. So our superior air power, which are angelic, they are responding to the word of God. You and I are a launching pad of the infallible, inerrant, and awesome word of God. This is a great day to be alive in the kingdom of God.
Now, you learned early on. You went to a mutual friend of ours, Catherine Coleman.
Oh, yes.
And you went to one of her services, and you learned the power of a proclamation. of God's word over you. Tell me about that.
Well, Sid, it was an amazing thing. What happened is that I was sick. I had tuberculosis. I had high Lyme disease. I had all kinds of crazy things that were going on in my life, and I didn't know. See, we say, well, I'm saved. I thought that meant I didn't have to go to hell. I believed Jesus was the Son of God. I didn't know that all the extras that went with it, like deliverance and prosperity and healing and all of these good things. So I had heard that there was this woman that prayed for the sick, and my husband assured me that God didn't use women. So, you know, what he feared came upon him.
That's pretty good.
So it was just, we went to this meeting, and there were about 3,000 or 4,000 people there, and I'd never seen anything like it. And Catherine Kuhlman comes out, and she is a complete, absolute anomaly to anything I'd ever seen that was religious. She had red, fuzzy hair, and she came and she said, "Have you been waiting long?" And I thought, oh, God, we're going to lose George for sure. But it's a... But I went on up there, and I got up there, and she just walked over to me, y'all, and she took her hand. This is proclamation. This is decree. If there had been a premium on ignorance, I'd have had several trophies. And she put her hands on me, and she said, "Dear Jesus, such as I have, I give it to her." And I landed 15 feet away from her.
Did you really go
Oh, yeah. Went all the way around the room. This guy, Dino, plays the piano, and I'm under his piano now. I'm under the piano, right? The sweetest place in all the world. So I was healed in that moment. It was in 1971, and I was healed from that moment to this. And that impartation of praying for the sick, having healing, having deliverance, having... Have you been waiting long? I'm out there to get a hold of you if you've been waiting long.
That was her favorite statement. But let me ask you this, Clarice. I read something about Dr. Jerome Stowell that is astounding. Explain that to
me
again.
Dr. Stowell was an amazing scientist, and he was atheist. And, you know, he was all into science. And he had... an assignment to be able to measure the amount of energy that would be coming out of a human brain in a dying state. And they had this, they were in the hospital, and they set all their equipment up. And he had a microphone and all of his instrumentation to measure all of these activities. And this woman was dying. She had brain cancer. And they knew that it was terminal, that any minute she would be gone. And so she began to pray. And when she prayed in the spirit. She prayed and she forgave everybody and she thanked God. And she says, "And I'm so excited that I know the next face I see is going to be yours." And when they said that, they heard click, 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 click. And they looked at, and over 55 times the energy that was on their machine that an entire broadcasting company could put out. She had surpassed that, putting out that kind of energy, praying in a dying state to the Lord. And Dr. Stowell saw that with his scientific eyes and his atheistic beliefs. And
when she was in the dying process.
When she was in a dying process, and she was praying, and she was praising God.
The power was as strong as
the power of God. The word, rebol, somebody because, you know, we were just moving in grace and power and glory. And that brought such conviction upon Dr. Stowell, the atheistic scientist, that he became a Christian. We are a sign and a wonder.
Praying in tongues. This is the point I want you to get. This woman is dying. She is worshiping God. Praying in tongues. And the amount of energy that was measured scientifically was how large?
It was 55 times greater than the broadcasting system that they had that would go around the world.
That would turn the world upside down. Now, what happens in hell every time we speak the opposite of God's word? You'll be shocked when you realize how it affects your entire life. Wow. Be right back. Okay, Clarice, what happens in hell when we are stating, because we believe it, the opposite of God's word?
That's the difference between agreeing with God and agreeing with your circumstances. We either agree with our covenant with God, but when we begin to say, "I'm sick, I'm oppressed, I'm down, I'm out," and you make all of those negative things, you release into the atmosphere an invitation. It's like a scent that is released in hell of unbelief. And all of hell says, the sons of God say they're sick. The sons of God say they're children and drugs and alcohol. The sons of God, and they have all power. So now we can be released to fulfill their words, because hell has no power until the church speaks. The word of the Lord is in you. We have all power, all authority, and responsibility and privilege to agree with God. So what happens in hell, they can't do anything until the redeemed say the negative. That's why we have to agree with God.
Now, how important is it for us to agree with God for heaven to impact earth?
The scripture says that are the angels not ministering spirits sent forth from God to aid us who are the heirs of salvation? For when you and I speak the word of God, we agree with the truth of God to the degree that we comprehend it and understand it. Then the angel says, we hear God speaking and the God lives in you and he is coming out. You become a launching pad of the antidote to the Antichrist. So what happens is that angels hearken to perform the word of God that is spoken. So you have superior air power. We are living in great days.
You mentioned a little earlier that we are a launching pad for God. Explain.
Well, the scripture says, out of your belly flows rivers. Now, rivers by design flow away from themselves. And that the word of God, it's not a river, it's rivers. So you and I release the word of God and it flows into the sea of humanity. And that nothing happens until we speak. We're made in the image and the likeness of God. And we can't, God didn't think us into existence. He didn't just boom us into existence. He said, light be. And light jumped up. There it is. But we are made in that image. So words, Jesus is the word of God made flesh. We are flesh being made into the word of God. You are a word from the mouth of God. So you reflect and absorb glory as no other person does. So we release the infallible, inerrant, and awesome word of God. That's being a launching pad.
Why do you say a thought is the most significant and important thing we have?
Well, your thought life, it says, whatsoever things are lovely, pure truth, they be virtue, they be praise, think on these things. So the thought life, you have to fill your brain with positive things. Resist the negative. My mama used to say, honey, you can't keep birds from flying over your head, but you can keep from nesting in your hair. So you've got to understand those negative thoughts that just come out of nowhere. You're thinking something that's just crazy. And then you need to say, I resist that. And you fill your mind with positive thoughts because your thoughts are going to lead to your words and your words are going to produce your action.
Remember the story you told me about the oppressed woman walking towards you?
Oh, that's the declaration. See, I learned that from Catherine Kuhlman. I was the oppressed woman walking toward her. And so this woman is coming and she's obviously, you know, got serious problems. She weighed about 80 pounds and her hair was all gone and she was dressed poorly and she was in a mess. She was coming down the aisle and I said, you come to me. And she backed off, and I said, no, you come to me now. You come to me now. And you have to encourage people. And she starts walking. I said, you are the righteousness of Christ. When I look at you, all I see is Jesus. You are the healed. You are the delivered. You are the prosperous. You are the beloved. You're the apple of God's eye. And she kept walking toward me and walking toward me. And by the time then I ran toward her. I grabbed her and put her in my arms. And I said, say with me, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. And she said, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. See, sometimes your faith has to be infused into another person so that they can have the strength to walk in this. We impart. When Paul said, oh, I long to be with you that I can impart to you a spiritual blessing that will equip you to the end. And this woman was instantly changed. She got born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost, and got free of drugs.
I'll tell you what. You look at Clarice and you say, I can't even relate to her. She doesn't know what it's like to have nothing, to be hopeless. And in poverty. You're wrong. She's been there. She pulled herself out. And she says, you can do it too. Be right back.
Call now and get Clarice Fluitt's life-changing book, Rescript Your Future, and her powerful book, Inspirational Insights, plus her empowering two-part audio CD teaching set, The Secret Power of Decrees. This is an exclusive offer for our Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9627. You will receive Clarice's brand new transformative book, Rescript Your Future. In it, she has created a powerful system of proclaiming the Word of God. Included within the book are decrees, prayers, and testimonies. ways that will help you align your words to God's so that you will become an unstoppable champion. Through this powerful book, you will rescript your future by speaking words that will take you from where you presently are to where you'd like to see yourself tomorrow. Begin to create a powerful and unbreakable partnership between your words and your faith. Plus, you will receive Clarissa's devotional book, Inspirational Insights. Through this book, implement each of the lessons learned in a very practical and applicable manner. Gain the power to see how to better discern challenging situations. But there's more. Through Clarissa's anointed and exclusive two-part audio CD teaching set, The Supernatural Power of Decrees, you will become a launching pad for God's power, unlearn negative confession, and begin speaking positive proclamations that align you with the Word of God. See your circumstances shift into a position of favor. This two-part audio teaching includes Clarissa's anointed prayers and decrees. This audio teaching series is also available as a digital download if you order online today at sidroth.org. Proclaiming and aligning with God's Word will change everything in your life, including your attitudes, favor and increase, success, wealth, and prosperity. Don't miss out on getting Clarice Fluitt's life-changing book, Rescript Your Future, and her powerful book, Inspirational Insights, plus her empowering two-part audio CD teaching set, The Secret Power of Decrees. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9627. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9627 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Clarice, your hair is always in place. You have fine clothes. You can't relate to a person that doesn't have enough money to pay their bills each month, can you?
Of course I can. You know, a person with an experience is always more valuable than a person that just has a doctrine. In 10 years, we had 5 children, 3 miscarriages. So I know about discomfort. Praise God. And rearing children.
Totally flat broke.
Oh, my goodness, flat broke. We didn't have anything, but we had hope. We had hope. And my husband went into the real estate business, and he was smart, and I was smart, too, and we worked together. And then I said, I know what I'm going to do with my life. I'm going to be independently wealthy. George's going to make millions. I'm going to spend his money. It's going to be a great life. You know, it's just work out. God will let you believe what you need to believe to get you where he's taking you. So we amassed our fortune and bought our home and did the airplanes and everything. Everything was great and wonderful. And then we get filled with the Spirit of God. Oh, my goodness. And we had over 10,000 people come through our home and get born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I thought, we are called to be givers into the kingdom of God. It never occurred to me that we would be ministers. It was, you know, I didn't want to do that. I mean, you know, don't go crazy. But it's keep me on the sunny side of this. And I remember saying, Lord, thank you. To know you is better than anything this world has got. Just to know you is good.
Did you really give away all your money at one time?
I certainly did. I'm almost 80, and I have just found out that I'm not getting older. I'm getting better. I'm getting stronger. The infallible Word of God is inside of me. My brain is amazing, and that my words flow out of me because God has. He says, I want you to live full and die empty.
You teach we all have a choice.
Yes.
And you tell us the choice and what to do about it. Explain.
Well, you know, this is my theology, 101. God is good, devil is bad. Pick one. You know, it's a... don't make this
That's
hard.
That's pretty simple.
It's pretty hard. I mean,
with your whole doctorate, you boiled it down to that.
Boiled it all down to that. You can study and you can have more degrees than a thermometer. But the reality is, don't make this complicated. The only thing God's got to work with is people. You know, we think it's all of the things that we memorize and all the things that we learn, and that's all yippee-ki-yay good. But the reality is having the faith of God, not the faith in God, but the faith of God. The faith in God hopes. The faith of God knows. And that we come to the place where you are a man that's created to create an atmosphere conducive for the glory of God. You're consumed and addicted to glory. Okay, so whatever is in you, you will draw it to yourself. You'll find your tribe, and there will be people, men and women, that are anointed in this season to bring forth. I'd like to prophesy that. The earth is already filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. For the word of the Lord would say, this is a season, and understand the reason, for the times of God are upon the earth. And the Lord says, now I'm releasing a holy new birth. I'm going to the nations all over the land, and I'm going to create a corporate man, a many-membered body standing in Christ's stead. And the Lord God Almighty says, you need to understand what I've said. Miracles, miracles, healing, deliverance, and prosperity too. God says, if you're listening today, that's just for you. You need to say, I am not poor, but I am rich. This is the day you need to choose to switch. You need to quit saying, I haven't got and I can't get. This is the time. Your past is over. It's time to forget. No more trying to get what you've already got. It's time to move on. The past you must have forgot. For this is what the Lord would say in the day. I am God Almighty. I'm the great Yahweh. So my beloved, begin to lay hands upon yourself. Don't get left on yesterday's shelf, and begin to agree with the word of truth. Open your mouth and turn God loose.
So Clarice, you're broke. You have five kids. You have no money. And God says to go get groceries. What did you do?
All right. Well, you know, I got myself, you know, when you're in a bad state, you just try to look pitiful. So I had my hair in a ponytail and no makeup and sloppy clothes. And the Lord says, what do you want? What are you complaining about? And I said, you know what I want. I don't have food. I don't have transportation. I don't have anything. And I've got the promises of God, and I'd like to know where you are. And he said, well, if you want groceries, go get them. But you're not going out looking like that. He said, you need to look like you belong to the child of a king. And so I knew I had to go get all fixed up. He's always said, you know, you don't get a chance to make a first impression except one time. So I put on my fur coat and I put on this and I go to the... I don't have any way to go anywhere, so I go sit down, and my friend comes by, and she says, oh, how are you today? And I said, could you take me to the grocery store? And she knew that what my challenge was, and she said, do you have any money? And I said, what I need is groceries. And she said, oh, my goodness. So I went to the grocery store. I filled two baskets full of everything, choice stuff. I figured if God's paying, we, you know, just get the best. And so she's standing by me, and she said, oh, well, she says, I'm going to let you know how much I love you. She says, I'm going to help you put every bit of this back. Be careful who you travel with. You know, that's one thing. So anyway, you get through with one basket and they start on the second. And this man walks up behind me. I knew him. He's an attorney in town. And he had a chicken and a loaf of bread. And he says, oh, he says, thank God I don't have to feed that brood that you've got. And he said, I wish I could hear from God the way you and your husband do. And I said, well, have you asked him? And he said, oh, sure, just ask him. And I said, that's the way it works for me. And he said, God, talk to me, you know, like that. And then he said, oh, no. And I said, what happened? He said, I heard his voice. And I said, well, good. He said, no. He told me to pay for all your groceries. You can say, you can look at the symptoms, you can look at the circumstances, they are facts. Facts and truth are not the same thing. And as soon as we realize it is Satan, the accuser of the brethren, but he can only have the power that you give him. All power in heaven and earth, dunamis and exousia, has been, past tense, given, all there is. I asked the Lord one time, I need more power in my life. And he says, well, I don't have any more. That one of the greatest things that keeps us from being healed is condemnation, self-hate, low self-esteem, unworthiness, agreeing with the reports of the Adamic nature instead of the new nature. Yeah.